You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Fred Mwanga Gahunga, founder of MediaTakeout.com, one of the most successful entertainment websites on the internet, breaking exclusive urban celebrity news. You got to love that. And Fred, we welcome you to Enterprise Radio.
Great to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. Now, you left a high-paying job on Wall Street to follow your entrepreneurial instincts. What would you say to those who are on the verge of doing the same thing you did to kick things off today?
Well, I'd say to anyone that feels that they, in their soul, that they're an entrepreneur, I think you should follow your goal. I mean, you know, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. Some people want to be doctors or lawyers or policemen. I want to be an entrepreneur. And, you know, because of a number of circumstances, I went to law school and the like, I kind of gotten off that entrepreneurial path and found myself on Wall Street. I was at a firm, a law firm, and I can honestly say that I like my job a lot. You know, I did really challenging work. I did interesting work. But I knew that that wasn't my path. I knew that I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. And if I was going to satisfy myself, not necessarily just financially, but you know, this kind of need that I think every person has, you got to kind of follow the path that you think that you're best suited for. And so despite having, you know, a great job and in a great place and making a lot of money, I decided that, you know, I was going to kind of roll the dice and go into entrepreneurship.
A risky and a courageous move on your part, and always inspiring for our listeners to hear these kinds of stories as well. Now, from your experience, what are three things that we should consider before starting our own business?
Well, I think if you're going to start your own business, you have to, the first thing that you should think about is how you're going to acquire customers or users. You know, most people, when they think of an entrepreneur, they think of an entrepreneur as an inventor. They come up with this great product or great service. And most young entrepreneurs spend all of their time trying to come up with this product and assume that once they come up with it, it's going to be so great that people are going to be beating down the doors to get it. You know, I've started four businesses, and I can tell you that despite what you read elsewhere, that just does not happen. You've got to have a real step-by-step plan on a way that you're going to get customers to actually want to buy that product or service that you're offering. You know, when I started my first business was a launch called The Laundry Spa. We used PR. When I we were kind of going along in the business and it was going well, but we decided that we needed to kind of get an endorsement from newspapers, from celebrities, and from the like. And so we hired a PR person, and that actually turned around the business. So that was kind of our idea on how to kind of get people to acquire the customer outside of having what we thought was a really good product and service that we were offering. The second thing that I'd say to entrepreneurs is that if you're going to kind of do it, you have to come up with a realistic budget. When you think about most startups, they fail because they run out of money before the product has a chance to get to the market. So, you know, if you're going to go forward with this, there's tons of risk that's already there in it. Make sure that you have a way to finance your business. And you should also keep in mind that the more inexperienced you are running the business, the more mistakes you're going to make, and those mistakes are costly. And so you should actually have a little bit more in the budget. So if you're, you know, if you're in the food services business and you're looking to start a franchise, let's say McDonald's, you've actually do have experience in running a food service business. So you're probably not going to be making the same kind of mistake that a person that, let's say, that they're coming from a completely different business and going into it. So I think that's the second thing. And the third thing that you have to think about is to really prepare yourself for the amount of sacrifices that you're going to make. And I think it's hard for a person to really comprehend the type of sacrifices you're going to have to make monetarily. It takes a ton of time that you're going to have to be away from your loved ones. Just in your mental space, right? You're going to be going through a roller coaster of emotions for, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years. It's a really big thing that you're doing. The best thing that I can think of, I mean, I'm a father of 3 kids, and, you know, outside of, you know, all the different things that I was in, I think, you know, nothing really prepares you being a parent, and nothing really prepares you for the sacrifice that you're going to have to make as an entrepreneur. So I think the third thing that you're going to do is, you know, if you're kind of set off, ready to do this, recognize that you're going to be making a tremendous sacrifice. You're going to be making some tremendous sacrifices on yourself.
Good stuff there in all regards. Now, how lucrative, Fred, can online blogs be? If you could just give us an estimate, and how do you make money from advertisements?
Well, I mean, blogs can be incredibly lucrative. Just to give you some round numbers, Complex is sold, which is a fairly large brand with a number of vertical blogs. It was recently sold for $300 million. BuzzFeed, which is another blog, which started off relatively small, it got very big and has a number of verticals. Also, it was valued recently at $1.5 billion. So there's a ton of money in this, and both Complex, BuzzFeed, and Media Takeout, which is the blog that I run, the way that we make our revenue is through online ads. And the way that you make money through online ads is kind of two ways. One, you can kind of sell them through networks. And the best way to think about that is just kind of, you know, you put up your inventory on a market, and whoever is interested in buying it can buy it. And when you do that, you're selling your inventory at a discount. And there's upsides and downsides to that. But usually you can sell, and when you get to the size of maybe Takeout or Complex or BuzzFeed, at some point it becomes difficult to actually sell all of your inventory. So having a market ready to buy whatever inventory that you put out is incredibly helpful to all of us. But the way that you can make more money is through selling ads directly to advertisers or to brands. So, you know, we have a relatively small sales force that sells our ads, but places like Complex and BuzzFeed have hundreds of people that are going out there and talking to brands and selling advertising on. So when you think about it, I mean, you know, the blog world kind of blew up over the last 10 years. But the way that it works is not much different than a newspaper or a television network, where you have kind of the editorial side, which produces the content that everyone sees, and then you have kind of the back end side that that goes out and sells advertising.
Certainly do appreciate your breaking that down, Fred. Today we are speaking with Mr. Fred Mwangangahanga, founder of MediaTakeout.com and one of the most successful entertainment websites on the internet, breaking exclusive urban celebrity news here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Fred, do you have any new projects that you're currently working on that you would like to make us aware of?
I do. It's actually fortuitous that we're talking right now, because in the next couple of weeks, we're launching a new company called Crowdshot. And Crowdshot is the next generation in video editing software. We've come up with a patented system that uses artificial intelligence to combine two or more videos that are simultaneously shot into a single immersive video. And how it works is that, you know, a lot of times when you're out there, whether you're at a concert or you're at a sporting event, you see people and they're all holding up their camera phones. And as everyone's shooting their camera phones, they're all taking kind of individual videos for themselves. And the idea behind Crowdshot is, if all of those people were able to combine the videos that they shot and uploaded them to our servers, we could then produce a really high quality video that everyone could share it. And how it works kind of technologically is, we have technology that we spent 2 years producing and spent a ton of money on. And the technology uses patented technology to first sequence the videos to make sure that all the videos that are shot on camera phones or GoPros are properly sequenced. Then it chooses the best moments of each video and shows it. And the tech uses 12 distinct markers to determine which one is shot best. So it uses facial recognition, motion sensing. It senses whether a shot is in or out of focus, what angle is best shot at, and it cuts between the videos to make sure that the end product is a professional quality edited video. And you know, people, you know, you're probably wondering, like, what does that mean or how does that work? And the best way to think about it is, so let's say that you're, there are five parents and they're each using their camera phones to visit, to video a class play at different angles. Well, CrowdShot's technology will select the best moments of each video and create one video. Now, when you think about the way that the videos, people are shoot videos, you have each parent, let's say, is shooting their own kid, right? And so, you know, if there are five parents, you know, parent one is shooting Johnny, parent two is shooting Anna, parent three is shooting Jimmy. And when they go home and they look at the video, it's great to have a video of their child in the class play, but it would also be nice to actually see what the entire play was going on, what the interaction of the different kids, maybe what their friends were doing at the time. It's good to have your own kid in the video, but wouldn't it be great to have kind of everyone in the video together? And that's exactly what they do, what CrowdShot is doing. And some, for the future of the company, when you think about kind of what this means when we talk about artificial intelligence and video editing software, I mean, we're moving into kind of sports. And when you think about that, that's where it really gets exciting. And the way that the technology works is, let's say that you have this past weekend, the Giants played the Green Bay Packers in football. And what we can do right now currently with the technology is you can set up 20 GoPros around the stadium, and each GoPro shooting a different angle of the video. And, for example, I'm a big Odell Beckham fan. So if I want to see the Giants drive from Odell Beckham's perspective, I can. This can be done algorithmically. And so each video, each GoPro will shoot from Odell Beckham's standpoint, and I'll be able to watch the game from Odell Beckham's standpoint. Let's say a friend of mine is an Eli Manning fan, who's the quarterback of the Giants. If you wanted to actually see the entire Giants game from Eli Manning's standpoint, you can do that. And if, let's say, a third person is a Green Bay Packers fan and they wanted to see the same game or the two of us are watching, but from the Green Bay Packers defensive standpoint, they can see that too. And so I think when you think about the future of video editing and kind of the opportunity.
Now, that sounds pretty cool, and I think it would be awesome to grab some footage from Atlanta Falcons, Julio Jones' perspective, talking about the NFL, and I think you're onto something. That's awesome stuff. Now, shifting gears, how do you handle competition?
Well, competition is always going to be there, and there's just no way around it. And it's good because it makes you better. So once you've accepted that, there are always going to be people out there that are trying to beat you. It motivates you to be at your best. So there's no way around it. Your best bet is to kind of embrace it, to recognize that it's there for a reason and it's there to actually make you personally and you, your company, stronger, and just kind of continue on the slog and continue to win.
Fred, what's one thing you wish you knew when you first started out as an entrepreneur? Anything you'd like to do over again or anything you'd like to share in that regard?
Yeah, I think as an entrepreneur, you have to have a lot of patience. And, you know, we always hear about the startup that was bought for $1 billion a year after it was launched. But that's just extremely unlikely to happen. I mean, in order to build a successful company, it's a long, hard slog. That's something that I didn't appreciate as much when I was starting out. And it's something that, you know, obviously as I'm launching a new business, I have a lot more appreciation for.
Thanks for sharing that on a personal note. Now, in conclusion, what book should every entrepreneur read?
Well, I don't read a lot of books from people that aren't as successful as I want to be. So you can go to a bookstore and there are literally thousands of business books. When you look at the authors, you go, you know, what has she done in business? Why am I listening to what she has to say? And so the business books that I find most helpful are the ones that were written by successful people or about successful people. The three that I could think of off the top of my head are Sam Walton's biography, Made in America. There's a Cornelius Vanderbilt bio called Commodore that I keep at my desk as a reference. And there's a book on financier Reginald Lewis. It's called Why Should White Guys Have All the Fun? And that book has particular meaning to me as a black entrepreneur. But my advice just in general is that if you're going to read books, try and read books written by successful people. The information is not going to be laid out step by step like many of the how-to books that are out there. But the knowledge that you'll find in there is real.
Well, Fred, it certainly has been good to have had you. And you've got a lot of exciting things going on as well. Certainly do. Look forward to hearing more from your neck of the woods in the future right here on Enterprise Radio. Certainly do appreciate your spending a moment with us here today on the show.
All right. Thanks a lot.
We have been speaking with Mr. Fred Mwangagahanga, founder of MediaTakeOut.com and one of the most successful entertainment websites on the internet, breaking exclusive urban celebrity news. And once again, for more information, visit MediaTakeOut.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.